When the lights go out, they speak. The vanished, the cursed, the cruel. Their echoes live here. I'm Raven Vale, and you've just crossed the threshold. Welcome to Whispers from the Dark. Feathered Thing of Fallon, Nevada. Desert, vanishings, and crucifixions. Greetings, fellow seekers of shadow. I am Raven Vale, your guide through the veiled histories and chilling legends that cling to the darkest corners of our world. Tonight, we journey from the shadowed cities and ancient forests to the stark, unforgiving expanse of the Nevada desert. Here, beneath an impossibly vast sky, where silence stretches to the horizon and secrets are swallowed by the shimmering heat, a horror unfolded that defies every natural law, leaving behind a scene of unspeakable terror and a chilling imprint on the very earth. We speak tonight of the Feathered Thing of Fallon. The year was 2005. The place, the remote, desolate stretches of wilderness surrounding Fallon, Nevada. A landscape of scrub brush, ancient dry lakes, and jagged rock formations that stretch seemingly forever under the relentless sun. It was the kind of place that drew hardy souls, those seeking solitude, prospectors chasing whispers of forgotten riches, and hunters pursuing the elusive game that eked out a living in this harsh environment. Two such hunters, brothers named Caleb and Josiah Vance, seasoned outdoorsmen from out of state, had ventured into this silent, indifferent expanse, drawn by the promise of big game. What they found instead was an end so utterly alien and horrifying, it defied every conventional explanation. Caleb and Josiah were reported missing after their truck was found abandoned on a remote dirt track, their camp gear untouched. The initial search was extensive, covering hundreds of square miles of unforgiving desert terrain. Authorities, including the Churchill County Sheriff's Office, braced for the usual outcomes in such a vast wilderness. Exposure, a fall, perhaps a run-in with illegal activity. But what they discovered, days later, was a tableau of horror that spoke of something far beyond human or animal malevolence. Their bodies were found in a secluded, rocky canyon, miles from their abandoned vehicle. They were not merely dead. They had been crucified on rocks, not tied or nailed to wooden crosses, but somehow, inexplicably, impaled and splayed across jagged rock formations, their bodies positioned in a grotesque parody of crucifixion. The method was inexplicable. The force required immense and precise, leaving veteran investigators speechless. There were no obvious tools, no evidence of how such an act could have been perpetrated in such a remote, inaccessible location. It was a scene of calculated, ritualistic cruelty, a chilling message etched into the very landscape. Adding to the profound mystery, the ground around the bodies held another bizarre anomaly. Forensic teams, meticulously examining the scene, reported that the desert sand in the immediate vicinity of the bodies was strongly magnetized. Compasses spun wildly, and small metallic objects would visibly adhere to the grains of sand. This was not a natural geological phenomenon for the area. It was an inexplicable alteration, a bizarre energy signature left behind by whatever monstrous force had committed this unspeakable act. But the physical evidence, as baffling as it was overshadowed by the terrifying account of a sole, anonymous witness. A prospector, known only by his first name, Rusty, had been working a remote claim several miles from where the Vance brothers were found. Rusty was a man of the desert, weathered and hardened, not prone to flights of fancy. He reported seeing something that day, something that defied all description. He described it as a bird made of teeth and wire. It was large, he claimed, roughly the size of a condor. but its form was wrong. It wasn't organic in the way a bird is. Its body seemed to be constructed of sharp, metallic shards and intertwined, flexible strands that resembled thick wire. But the most terrifying detail was its absence of wings. This grotesque construct of metal and bone-like protrusions moved through the air with an eerie, silent glide, its form defying aerodynamics. Rusty watched, transfixed by a mixture of terror and disbelief, as this impossible creature soared effortlessly over the canyon where the Vance brothers were later found. He then described hearing what sounded like desperate, guttural screams echoing from the canyon just moments before the thing vanished from sight. Shaken to his core, Rusty packed up his claim and left the desert, never to return. He later relayed his story to local law enforcement, who, while initially skeptical, found his terrified sincerity profoundly unnerving, especially in light of the later discovery. The why of the feathered thing of Fallon and the horrifying fate of the Vance brothers pushes us into realms far beyond human crime or known phenomena. Is it a cryptid, a unique, undiscovered entity native to the vast, isolated Nevada desert, capable of immense strength, precision, and a bizarre mastery over electromagnetic forces? The idea of a construct-like creature, seemingly mechanical yet organic, defies conventional biology. Such a being could easily blend into the desolate landscape, its strange flight undetected in the vastness, its precise cruelty a horrifying signature. The magnetized sand could be a byproduct of its very physiology or its method of movement. Or could it be something far more ethereal, a true paranormal entity intrinsically linked to the land? The Nevada desert is steeped in Native American spiritual lore, often associated with ancient spirits, tricksters, or malevolent entities of the land. Could the feathered thing be such a spirit? An ancient, dark force manifesting in a terrifying modern form, preying on those who intrude upon its desolate domain? The crucifixion could be a grotesque ritual, an offering, or a perverse act of dominance by a non-human intelligence. Another unsettling possibility, often whispered in hushed tones when speaking of the desert's mysteries, is that this was the act of a non-human intelligence, something extraterrestrial or interdimensional. Nevada, particularly its vast, secretive landscapes, has long been a focal point for UFO sightings and alleged alien activity. The creature's teeth and wire construction, its wingless flight, and the baffling magnetized sand could be interpreted as signs of an advanced alien technology or a biological entity from another dimension whose actions and methods are utterly incomprehensible to us. The crucifixion might be a form of study, a warning, or a bizarre alien ritual. The details of the crucifixion are particularly disturbing. It's an act laden with symbolism, even if distorted. It speaks to a cold, calculated malevolence, a desire to inflict maximum suffering and to leave a profound, undeniable mark. It's not the work of a mindless beast. It's the signature of a terrifying intelligence, one that operates with precision and a chilling sense of purpose. The psychological impact on the few who know the full details, including the local law enforcement, is profound. The case remains officially unsolved, a haunting question mark in the desert's vast silence. How does one explain bodies crucified on rocks? How does one account for a bird made of teeth and wire that flies without wings? And how does sand become magnetized around a crime scene? These are not questions for detectives. They are questions for the realms of the utterly unexplained. The incident shattered the perceived security of the remote wilderness, leaving behind an indelible sense of dread that clings to the very air of Fallon. the narrative of The Feathered Thing of Fallon, while a relatively modern horror resonates with ancient fears. The terror of being utterly alone in a vast, indifferent landscape, of encountering a predator that defies all known categories, and of a reality that can bend and twist into something truly monstrous. It's a chilling reminder that even in the most barren and desolate places, profound horrors can lurk, waiting to emerge from the shimmering heat, leaving behind only impossible riddles and unspeakable acts. So, as we conclude our unsettling journey into the heart of the Nevada desert tonight, I urge you, fellow seekers of shadow, to contemplate the profound horror of the feathered thing. Was it a cryptid? A terrestrial monster hidden within the vast, desolate plains, possessing an uncanny ability to manipulate reality and inflict unimaginable cruelty? Was it a malevolent spirit, an ancient entity of the land, manifesting in a horrifying, metallic form? Or was it something even more alien, a chilling manifestation of an intelligence beyond our comprehension, leaving behind a signature of pure, terrifying unknown? The truth, like the vanished souls of Caleb and Josiah Vance, remains lost in the vast, silent, magnetized sands of the Nevada desert, a chilling whisper from the dark. The next time you find yourself surrounded by vast, open spaces, when the wind whispers through the fields, listen closely and be wary of the shapes that fly without wings. For in the heart of the desert, some things are not just unseen. Some things are utterly unexplainable. You've been listening to Whispers from the Dark. I am Raven Vale. Until our next journey into the unknown, keep your perceptions sharp and your gaze fixed upon the shadows. Good night.